Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
So we are wrapping up this series on STEAM. We went through four amazing episodes in which I pointed out some things that you may be doing that may point to a level of lowered self-esteem. I also pointed out some things that people do that actually exposes their level of self-esteem. Now, what I want you to understand is that we all deal with varying levels of self-esteem when it comes to any and everything in life. And especially when it comes to dating, and it doesn't matter if you are just now dating, jumping in the dating pool after a hiatus, you may be have a little bit of anxiety or not feel as confident as you would like. And even for people that have been in the dating pool and just haven't been successful, you may start to notice that your level of confidence as it relates to your ability to either have sound judgment or to find the right person, that level of confidence may have dwindled, right? And then there's sometimes some things when it comes to things that we've allowed or accepted in relationships and in dating that can chip and eat away at our self-esteem. Understand that every dating experience is different, but it does shape and mold our perception as it relates to our capabilities or possibilities when it comes to long-term dating, positive dating experiences. Now, the STEAM series included four episodes, or the four previous episodes leading up to this wrap-up. In the first episode, I talked about imposter syndrome in dating, and that's when a person feels that they are a fraud or a fake, and that at some point this person that may really like them may end up realizing that they're not all that. That's pretty much that in a nutshell. How the imposter syndrome impacts us is that it basically allows us to diminish our worth and our value by thinking that we're not worthy, or by the idea that we are not who we claim to be. So imposter syndrome was episode one of the series. Episode two of the series, I talked about the pick me guy and pick me girls. And those are the people who lack the confidence to stand on their own merit. And I'll give you an example. A pick me guy or a pick me girl would prefer to put down other men and women or whoever they perceive to be their competition by basically generalizing their competition in one category while uplifting themselves. And for example, it may be a woman who says, "I'm not like all women. I am low maintenance. I'm not like all women. I enjoy sports and I don't mind if my man hangs out with his friends." Even though those statements of who they are may be true and their qualities and traits may be true, the need to add the fact that they are better than points out to a level of insecurity that most people can see through. And the same is true of guys. They may say, "I'm not like most men. I am faithful." Basically by stating that most men are unfaithful, or "I'm not like most guys. I like to spoil my woman." Though it may be true that this person may love to spoil their woman, right? But the need to add the fact that they're better than kind of points to a level of insecurity. And the reason why they do it is really and truly because they are not confident enough to stand on their own merits. Number three, I talked about negative self-talk, which we all do it, even if we don't realize it. Sometimes we beat ourselves up for allowing things to happen in the past that we've experienced. Sometimes we basically hate the things about us that we feel that's standing in the way of our happiness, and we'll talk down to ourselves. I talk about how that affects and impacts us. And then on the fourth one, I talked about how insecurity kills. It kills attraction for the most part. And a lot of times people pick up on that. And when you act insecure, that is when red flags are blaring and people truly and truly start backing away from your life when it comes to dating. So I talked about, like I stated, four components. There's definitely a whole lot more, but I wanted to hone in on those four, particularly because sometimes people are not aware that this is what they're doing, that they're not aware that sometimes they are dealing with some of these particular, I guess, not dealing with, but necessarily that people are exercising some of these traits, characteristics, and actions. And not only does it speak to a low self-esteem to the outside world, it should raise some alarm bells to make you say, hey, I need to do a little bit of self-maintenance, self-care, and build myself up in the self-love department. Because I'll let you know, when you have the right level of self-esteem, you are able to walk away easier from situations that don't suit you. You are able to speak up a little bit more confidently when things don't feel right, or when you need to advocate for yourself. When your self-esteem is at a all-time high, at a good level, then you don't walk into situations. You don't accept certain situations, and you don't entertain certain people because of your level of self-esteem. And that overall is really and truly the glue and the key to a productive dating experience. Okay. So I want you to know that we have a Dating While Black podcast has a 7-day self-love challenge that you can definitely sign up for and participate in. You can go to the datingwhileblackpodcast.com website, get some materials there, as well as register if you like for the 7-day self-love challenge. And I just want you to know, self-esteem is one of those things where you just kind of got to check it. It's kind of like how you do a maintenance check on your car. You kind of got to check yourself out to make sure that, you know, everything's working the way that it should. And if it's not, then there's some housekeeping, some little bit of work that you have to do to maintain it, especially if you're coming out of a relationship that didn't work, or if you're wondering, hey, what's up with me? How come I'm not getting the results that I want? Okay, so thank you for rocking with me for these last four episodes. If you haven't had a chance to look at or listen to them, go back and check them out. Check me out on YouTube, as well as YouTube channel is new. So check me out on YouTube. And then definitely check out the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.